This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Ag Wired, and I'm here with Jason Stauffer with Star Energy. Jason, how are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. So sort of your big news for Farm Progress is that you were actually the official fuel sponsor, and most of the equipment here, I'm not going to say all, uses biodiesel.
That is
so correct. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, sort of what your fuel sponsorship means to the show, and then we'll kind of segue into biodiesel and agriculture, you know, equipment.
Yeah, you're correct. We are the official sponsor of the Farm Progress show. Not all the equipment here, but I would say probably 95% of the product is filled with our premium Diesel X Gold, premium diesel fuel, and it's enhanced with a 20% blend of soy-based biodiesel. The market segment is, like what you say, it's the demonstration plots that are out east from here, the tractors, the combines, and all that. But on top of that, we have the generation, you know, that keeps some of these big tents cool with air conditioning, generators, a lot of them power plants, and even the diesel Kubotas, the Gators, you know, stuff like that run around. They're all enhanced, and we fill them with the biodiesel too.
So, Jason, what are some of the benefits of biodiesel? I know it reduces carbon. So do you have any research that shows by using B20 in some of these tractors and combines and such what that carbon reduction is?
No, I don't have that. But I think one of the main things we look at, especially when you got, like yesterday, they talked to, there's 95,000 people that come through here. And when you can actually see maybe from an overhead view of how many generators there are on site, how many pieces of diesel equipment that are running in this short little area, you don't smell the exhaust. You know, you don't. It doesn't smell, you know. So that tells you right there the emissions coming off of this fuel that we're supplying is great for everybody.
Now, one of the concerns of biodiesel is how it operates in cold weather, and you've got a lot of farm equipment that's running pretty late in the fall, depending on weather. So I think Star Energy actually has a product to add to the fuel mix. Is that correct? That will help eliminate some of those issues?
Yeah, and you never want to actually go out there and say that, you know, it's impossible to have problems. But, yes, we had an additive called SureFlow, and it helps tremendously. We don't see the problems with biodiesel blends in the winter months and in the fall season as other suppliers do. So, I mean, it definitely helps.
So Star Energy, you're not limited just to biodiesel. You also provide to the agricultural industry propane and ethanol, including E85.
Yep.
So what kind of, you know, how are farmers using propane and ethanol as well in their operations?
Yeah, you're correct. It's, you know, that's our core thing. We're an all-energy company, so we want to entice everything that the farm and agricultural industry uses. You know, lubricants. We get into biodegradable lubricants and stuff like that. E85, E10, you know, all of our gasoline that's sold is either an E10 or an E85. We made the choice years and years ago not to sell regular unleaded, and it's been a good move for us. And then, like I say, you tie together the biodiesel and everything else that goes with it. It's a great package.
So you have 23 locations, correct? Where are those locations?
Mainly, they're in northwest Iowa. They're, you know, anywhere from Storm Lake down to Humboldt, down to Exira, Guthrie Center, and kind of all there in between.
So how does it work? Do the farmers come to your stations exclusively to fill up, or do you also deliver right on the farm?
We do both. The 23 locations are unattended. They're more like what you would pay at the pump type of a thing that we offer, a biodiesel blend there at the pump for them, and on top of that, the E10 or E85. And then we have a retail tank wagon service that we would take it to the farm for either farming or industrial commercial markets.
Okay, and how can farmers and other people who are interested in integrating, whether it's biodiesel or ethanol or propane, into their operations, where can they go to get more information?
I think one of the best things, you know, is to use your local resources on propane is Iowa Propane Gas, you know, the Iowa soybean stuff. But, you know, if they really want to have somebody sit down with them in their our geography, they can check out our website at starenergy.com or 888-437-3825.
And in closing, you know, we're getting towards the end of the show, as you mentioned. I think they've been predicting over 100,000 people have come through. How has this fuel sponsorship, you know, been a benefit? Are you happy with it? Could you do it again?
Oh, yeah, I think we're very happy. This is the second year we've done it. I think we're probably more shocked at how much work, you know, it really does take to make this thing work. When everybody gets to go home and the visitors are gone, we're in here fueling everything. However, we know that the way this operation goes, it's smooth. We're not having interruption of service. No equipment's going down. And we're having great support from these major OEM manufacturers out there with the support of biodiesel.
Great. And, Jason, are you going to continue the sponsorship in the future?
Yes, we will continue.
And then hopefully you're going to continue your partnerships with OEMs as well.
Exactly. Yep, that's very correct.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.